Jesus Christ is God expressed and God given, God revealing himself and sharing himself. And we see who God is most at the cross of Christ, when the Son gives himself in holy love and grace for the salvation of sinners.
Welcome to the Christ Our Constant podcast with Village Christian Spiritual Life Director Paul Pitts III. This podcast is Village Christian School declaring on Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. This is the foundational heartbeat built upon the solid rock of Christ Jesus and his gospel. And now, PP3.
John 14, verses 6 through 9. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." How would you answer the question, who is God? Nothing determines your life's journey and eternal destiny more than how you answer that question. Yet, one of the biggest problems in the world is that most people do not know who God is and have no personal relationship with God. Maybe that's some of you. Our culture will tell you God is the big man upstairs, a higher power, energy, or that God is whoever and whatever you want. And some even say God does not exist at all. But when most people talk about God, or atheists describe the God they claim not to believe in, they never describe the true and living God revealed in the Bible. It's just stuff they've made up or heard from someone else. The Bible says in Romans 1 and 2, everyone knows God exists through creation and conscience. To ignore God or deny his existence is just suppressing the truth, like ignoring homework or putting off finishing a project. God is ultimate reality, and he's more than a rule giver. Christianity is not primarily about your behavior, just a bunch of do's and don'ts. Christianity is about knowing God, who beautifully transforms everything in your life. And the good news is, God has not left us in the dark. We could never know God or access him on our own. And we don't have the option to make up who we think God is. So, God has revealed himself. God has revealed himself generally in creation, nature, history, and your conscience. God has revealed himself especially through his word in the Bible. But God has spoken and revealed himself fully and finally through Jesus Christ. That word Christ is not Jesus' last name, but a title meaning anointed one. And Jesus is anointed by the Father with the Holy Spirit, according to Isaiah 42, verse 1, and seen in his baptism. Jesus is the Holy Spirit anointed Son from the Father. Who is God? Jesus is God, and he shows us God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the straightforward answer to the question. The Bible says one of Israel's biggest problems is we assume God is like us. Psalm 50, verse 21. But God is far greater, higher, and incomprehensibly glorious. God is supernatural, infinitely great, and beyond our finite minds. Asking who is God is bigger than anything else you can ask, and the questions warrant more than a 15-minute chapel message. But remember, God has graciously made a way to actually know and understand him through his word, which points us to Jesus Christ. Simple faith in Jesus teaches you the Trinity, because Jesus is the Holy Spirit anointed Son from the Father. The Bible teaches there is one God, eternally existing in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each of the same substance, essence, attributes, and nature. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have the same godness, we could say. The Father is God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God. And the Holy Spirit is God. Yet, there is only one God. There is only one God because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in essence and nature, one in being, will, and power, one God eternally existing in three persons, co-equal, co-eternal, and each eternally possessing the whole divine nature, essence, and attributes. That's a lot to take in. But it illustrates for us that God is infinite. We can never know him fully, but we can know him truly as he has revealed himself. And we should seek to know God insofar as he has revealed himself in Scripture. The Trinity is a mystery, a God-revealed truth that's beyond our grasp, yet we gladly affirm in adoration. The Trinity is not an equation for you to figure out or a problem to investigate, but the being of God revealed in his word so that you can know and love Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through faith in the gospel. The Bible proclaims the triune God, eternally overflowing in holy love and shining forth in self-giving glory, creating you and me so that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we could forever share in God's goodness and fellowship. Friends, when you simply look to Jesus, you learn God is relational, holy, and eternally love. God is the fountain of goodness, truth, and beauty, and God is worthy of your heart's faith and life's worship. My goal isn't for us to merely answer the question, who is God rightly, since we can memorize something in our heads without our hearts. My goal is for you to rightly know God by faith in Christ. My central truth for you today is knowing God comes through simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ. We'll have 2 points for our time today. Look to Jesus and see God, and then trust in Jesus and know God. So let's go back to John 14. Look to Jesus and see God. In John 14, Jesus is with his disciples, one day away from his crucifixion and death. Put yourself in the disciples' shoes. You have left everything to follow Jesus for 3 years, left your family, careers, schooling, and wonderfully followed Jesus. But then Jesus tells you that he has to die and to lay down his life for you and that you would deny and desert him. They were losing not only their Lord and King, but their best friend. The disciples were most likely tearful, confused, and looking for answers. So Jesus is comforting his disciples to trust him and assuring them that he will keep them safe forever. Jesus is going back to the Father, and Jesus assures them in John 14, they will forever be with him. Then the disciple Thomas asked, how can they know the way? In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus goes on to say in verses 7-9, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him then, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The disciples for 3 years had been with Jesus, seen Jesus, walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, witnessed his miracles, listened to his preaching, and rightly identified him as the Son of God. But in John 14, verse 8, Philip wants more. He wants Jesus to show him the Father. But Jesus says plainly, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus said this because Jesus was always showing them the Father in himself as the Son. Jesus is not saying that he is God the Father, but that he is God the Son, sent by the Father. And as the Son of God, Jesus perfectly reveals God's glory by the Spirit. When they looked to Jesus, they were seeing God. And the same is true for us today when we look to Jesus with faith. Knowing Jesus is knowing God. Seeing Jesus is seeing God. Whoever has seen Jesus the Son knows exactly what the Father is like and is brought into relationship with the Father. Knowing God happens through simple, childlike, humble, dependent faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in order to know who God is, you have to look to His Word and ultimately Jesus Christ. Because John 1, Jesus is the perfect expression of God and the personified revelation of God, the living Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4:6, believers see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:3, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. Colossians 1:15, Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. And John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known. Friends, let me put it like this. Jesus is not just a good teacher or prophet. Jesus is not a God. He did not become God or aspire to be God. Jesus is God and reveals God. Jesus is the God-man and God with us. Jesus Christ is God expressed and God given, God revealing Himself and sharing Himself. And we see who God is most at the cross of Christ, when the Son gives Himself in holy love and grace for the salvation of sinners. Author Michael Reeves said, "Your definition of God must be built upon the Son who reveals Him. For the Son is the only way to know God truly. Only He reveals the Father." Who is God? What is God like? Look to Jesus, and you see God. He is the eternal Son of God who makes the Father known in the power of the Spirit. John 14, verses 6 through 9 tells us to look to Jesus and see God. Now let's go to our second point. Trust in Jesus and know God. Friends, through faith in Christ, you can truly know God. God is not good energy or an abstract higher power. God is the great I Am. God is self-existent, infinite, and eternal. God had no beginning and He'll never end. God is personal, the creator of all things, including you and me. And He makes promises with a plan. God is righteous, merciful, and gracious. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must do so in spirit and truth. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. God is sovereign, always in control, and He always knows what He's doing. God is self-sufficient, unchanging, and just. God is faithful and kind. God is holy, which doesn't mean uptight and disinteresting. It means God is perfectly pure, set apart from everything sinful, wicked, and evil. He's completely separated from sin and never pleased with darkness. God is light in His holiness. There is no darkness in Him. God is a consuming fire in His holiness to evil and sin. It's the loveliness of His holiness that warrants wrath against the destructive ugliness of sin. His holiness is His pure loveliness. God's holiness, friends, means He's completely trustworthy, can never lie, break a promise, or sin against you. And God is love, perfect, forever love. God is never lonely and didn't create us to stop being lonely. God is love because He is eternally Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, forever existing in perfect love. And God's love overflowed into creation and was perfectly displayed on the cross so that people like us could be redeemed and restored to Him, the God of love. His glory is the weightiness of His worth and excellence. His glory is self-giving and overflowing. God's glory is like the sun, shining forth and blessing everything it touches. And as we speak about the glory of God, it is right to feel a sense of awe and wonder, and even smallness as we consider his bigness and greatness. But remember, in the gospel, we see God as Savior, King, and friend. God is a Father, eternally loving his Son in the fellowship of the Spirit, redeeming sinners, and adopting all those who trust in the Lord Jesus. We see who God is through simple faith in Jesus Christ and his gospel. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, the glory of God is on full display to be understood and believed. His holy love, righteous justice, grace, mercy, wisdom, and power. It's all on display, friends, in the gospel. You may say, this is a lot to take in. But if the infinite God could fit into your finite brain, he wouldn't be God. His ways are not our ways, they're higher. His thoughts are not our thoughts, but higher. God is so great, the smartest mind could never reach his depths. But even still, a small child can sincerely know him with humble faith. Take comfort, my friends, as you listen to this podcast, that you don't have to climb to heaven yourself or know everything about God to be saved or to truly know him. First, you need to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe in him. And from there, believers as newfound children of God have a lifetime and eternity to grow in the wonder of knowing God. With humble faith, friends, understand the God Jesus reveals as a loving Father, relational, life-giving, and holy love. God is creator and sustainer of all things, for sure. But even before God created, he was the eternal Father, loving his Son through the Holy Spirit. This is what we see illustrated at the baptism of Jesus in Matthew 3:16-17. Jesus is baptized, and the Holy Spirit descends upon him, as the Father says from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And in the gospel, you are graciously invited as one who has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You are graciously invited to receive the redeeming love of God and the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. This is why John 3:16 tells you, "For God, the Father, so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus, that whoever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, believes in Christ should not perish but have eternal life." Who is God? It's not just a question to pass a test or that looks nice on a poster. This is the question that makes the difference between eternal death and eternal life. We deserve the eternal death of hell because we've sinned against the glorious God who made us. But God is a Savior, and there is grace for you if you would but come to Christ in faith and repentance. My dear friend, you were made by God and for God. You need to be restored to the Father and adopted into his family. And the Father has lovingly sent his Son to perfectly live, sacrificially die, and victoriously rise again. Through this gospel preached, the Holy Spirit transforms hard human hearts and brings you to saving faith in Jesus Christ. And in Christ alone, you can receive the grace of salvation, forgiveness, a new life, eternal security, and everlasting life. Don't resist the Holy Spirit's convicting and drawing work in your heart to respond with faith to the gospel and come to Jesus. Whoever comes to Christ, he will never turn away, and nothing can separate you from his love. For the sake of your soul, you need to know who God is. And the only way is to look to Jesus, come to Jesus, trust Jesus, and then follow Jesus as Savior and Lord, a child of the Father, sealed with the Spirit. The Lord Jesus has come so that you can personally know God, become a citizen of his kingdom, adopted child in his family, be united with his son, sealed with the Spirit, have eternal life with him forever and true meaningful life today. If you trust in Jesus, you will truly know and be peacefully known, loved, saved, forgiven, redeemed, adopted, and kept by God forever. If you're an unbeliever and not following Jesus today, but listening, I challenge you to ask a Christian, whether on the Village campus, a teacher or student, or someone at a church or a Christian in your life, ask a Christian who really follows Jesus about life, looking to, loving, and following Jesus. And I guarantee they'll tell you there's nothing better than knowing God through faith in Christ. Philippians 3:8 says it like this, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord." God is your highest good and your greatest treasure. God is not only the greatest of all beings, but the best. And I pray you have the heart to embrace that. In closing, the question was, who is God? And it's the most essential question at Village Christian School and in this universe. There's no more relevant question. Only when you know who God is, can you know who you are and why you are here. And no one message is going to sufficiently answer such a profound question concerning the supreme being. But it's sufficient to say, Jesus Christ is God, and he shows us God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Knowing God comes through simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ. This everlasting fellowship is eternal life itself. John 17:3, Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." So do you know God and have peace with him? Are you right with God today? The only way to answer yes to those questions is to believe in Jesus Christ. Not just know Bible facts or even agree with them. It's about humble faith that receives and rests in the Son of God, Jesus. And his arms are open. Don't wait until it's too late. Who is God? Jesus Christ is the answer. And that is good news.
This has been the Christ Our Constant podcast, a production of Village Christian School in Los Angeles, California. Help us spread the word of Christ Our Constant, available wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again soon with more devotional content, interviews, and much more.